Well, I want you to meet Dr. Donna Hamilton. Dr. Donna Hamilton. She's going to give you a different viewpoint with regard to health and wellness. You know, we talk about this time of year, we talk about, you got to have your flu shot. I guess that'll take care of it. Maybe you get a pneumonia shot, maybe even a shingles shot. They're pushing those a lot these days, too. Does that do it, or is there more to your health than just that flu shot or shingles shot? Well, let me tell you about Dr. Donna Hamilton. First, her Bachelor of Arts degree in Sociology, University of Virginia. Then she received a Master's of Science degree in Zoology at Rutgers. And then she did medical research at New York University Medical School prior to attending medical school itself. And then she got her Doctorate of Medicine degree from Jefferson Medical College at Thomas Jefferson University and completed her pediatric residency at the University of Minnesota. So she's been around different regions of the world. She knows where that flu hits, I guess. Dr. Donna Hamilton started her career as a pediatrician, but she learned that teaching comprehensive wellness to people of all ages was important. Dr. Donna Hamilton with me now. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
You're well this morning, I hope.
Yes, I am well. It's a wonderful day to talk about being well.
Yeah, it is. It is because, you know, this weather is so peculiar. You're in the Poconos, and the temperature there is in the 60s. It's 61 degrees where I am right now, and typically it's in the 30s. Things are going to change. Is this going to affect our health?
It can. Some people tend to be a little bit more sensitive to their external environment. But one of the things I encourage everyone to do is to start to think about their health and what affects your health in broader terms of not just food and fitness and not just your body, because health is really about your life and not just your body.
Wait a minute. It's more than food and fitness, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Something that you don't hear a lot of medical doctors saying, but my training is in pediatrics. And in pediatrics, we're taught to take care of the whole child. So food and fitness, of course, are important. But the word health, it actually literally means whole, W-H-O-L-E. Mm-hmm. So it's about functioning at your best in your body or in your physical environment, but also mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually.
The whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And it's not only because the mental, emotional, social, and spiritual affect your body, but even if they didn't, we need to raise our bar higher, especially for adults when we think about being healthy. You know, a lot of people think just because they're not sick, they're healthy, but they're still stressed out or depressed or think their life has no purpose or in these toxic situations. So they're not truly healthy. They just happen to not have a disease.
Wait a minute.
Am I blowing your mind this morning? Or
Yeah, that's a little different to say if you don't have a disease, you're not necessarily healthy.
That's absolutely, because being healthy is more than simply not being sick. That's one of the reasons, and more holistically inclined and trained doctors, this is a message that we give, right? That's why a lot of people talk about wellness, because unfortunately, somewhere along the lines, people started using the word health to mean not sick instead of being healthy, which is really functioning at your best. So people start to use the term wellness, but truly being healthy and being well are the same thing. That's actually why I wrote my book, Wellness Your Way, to help everyone begin to understand that being healthy is so much more than not being sick. And when we start to think about taking care of ourselves in a broader sense, we can be healthier. Even if your goal is to make your body healthier and stronger, for some people, starting with, say, a mental, emotional, or social arena might actually help them make progress faster in their body, especially if they've been doing the same thing and not getting great results.
Wow, you're
right.
Talking. Yeah.
Think about that this Sunday morning.
Now, you started this. You, as a pediatrician, you recognized that the adults in that child's life were so important to the child's health. Is that?
Absolutely. adults affect a child's life. And here's another one to make you ponder. And it's not just the parents or the family members. There are a lot of adults that impact the life of a child, right? Because they're in a community. So neighbors and teachers and even policymakers, there are a lot of adults that end up affecting the well-being of a child. Of course, the parents and the family members have a more direct impact. But that's one of the reasons I started to teach wellness and health promotion to adults and actually taking it to the workplace, because I realized we had to get adults understanding what being healthy really meant and how to create a society where the healthy choice is the easy choice, so that way it's easier for children to become healthier.
Now, your book, which you mentioned a moment ago, has the longest title I've ever heard.
I know, especially for a short guide. You have to love a good subtitle. We call it Wellness Your Way for short, but the subtitle I thought was fun, but it let people know exactly what they were getting with the book.
The Short and Sweet Guide to Creating Your Custom Plan for a Happier, Healthier Life. Where can one get this book?
It's available wherever you like to buy books online. So definitely Amazon.com. You can get it on BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it through my website, ManifestExcellence.com. And it's available for people who like e-books. It's available in e-books as well as print.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we too specific on ailments when we talk about health?
I believe so. And for the reasons I just said, many people focus very much on the symptom and the problem, which is important, especially because you don't want to ignore these things. But again, that keeps a very narrow lens about what being healthy means. So again, some people think if they don't have an ache or a pain, then they're healthy. And on a very basic level, even if you just want to focus on your body, that doesn't mean your blood pressure is healthy. It doesn't mean your cholesterol level is healthy, right? So if you just focus on symptoms, it doesn't mean you're healthy. But if you're, again, you're aiming your bar higher and you're really thinking about functioning at your best in mind, body, spirit circumstance, you want to still look at how's that mental arena? How are your thoughts? Are you more of a worrier or a self-defeated person or someone who tends to be more self-supportive? Are you tend to be a more happier person, or are you walking around depressed and fearful and angry? Do you have healthy habits, or are you smoking and not getting enough sleep and you're, you know, texting and driving? These are all dangerous and unhealthy habits, right? Ooh. Or even the spiritual arena, which is not about religion, though religion absolutely falls in here. Do you have something that helps you make sense of life, that helps you feel more grounded and centered, especially during times of crisis or when there's so much bad news and scary stuff going on? Do you have something that helps you feel grounded and centered and like your life matters and there's a reason to get out of bed in the morning? Because that's important.
All of it is a part of your health.
It absolutely is, because being healthy is functioning at your best. It's about your life, not just about your body.
So there's more than just the sniffles that you take that flu shot to control.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are important, right? But you can get through the winter without coughing and sneezing and get through the spring without allergies. But still, if you're tired and stressed and depressed, or your blood pressure's high, or you're road raging, or again, you just feel like your life is just, it just doesn't matter, so why are you just getting up and out of bed? And you're not healthy, but you don't have a cold. Do you get that distinction? So you're not really, really healthy. You just don't have a cold.
You're talking about road raging. Now, that's not a medical term.
It's not, but it's something that the average person understands. And that's a way to look at it. Sometimes we can recognize when something just isn't quite right with other people. So you know, if you have a coworker who's angry all the time and, you know, the office bully, you know, in general, you may not use medical terms for it, or there may not even be a diagnosis, but in general, you wouldn't say that person is truly healthy. It isn't truly functioning at their best, because in general, it's not the best way of being to be at the office. And I'm giving you like an extreme example, but yelling at everyone all the time, or putting your finger in the chest, or throwing a stapler.
My guest is Dr. Donna Hamilton, a board-certified pediatrician, who now teaches comprehensive wellness to people of all ages. And she says we ought to remember a more salient principle, and that's that wellness means more than just not being sick. Now, Dr. Hamilton, I am a typical white-collar worker.
Mm-hmm.
Get awfully busy.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy to follow the full list of healthy habits. And you know, there's a long list. What's the first one I should follow? Healthy habits, first one.
But you know, one of the first things to remember is that one size doesn't fit all. And that actually helps a lot of people relieve stress. Because if you look at your health as one more thing to do in this long laundry list that you mentioned, it ends up feeling one more thing on your busy plate, right? So the first thing to remember is one size doesn't fit all. You have to stay aware of what you need. Because what you need changes. And you know, what you needed to be healthy 5 years ago might not be what you need now. So for some people, they absolutely have to be on top of their exercise regimen because that affects their mood and it affects their weight. For other people, it might be stress management. They know that if they don't have a good routine to stay relaxed, whether that is exercising or meditating or hanging out with their friends to blow off some steam, then they just don't function well. For other people, it's they must get enough sleep. Now, every example I gave are all important essential habits for healthy living, but depending on the person, they have a different number one.
The book is Wellness Your Way, the short and sweet guide to creating your custom plan for a happier, healthier life, which addresses what you said, one size doesn't fit all. You got to customize that plan, right?
You absolutely do. And that's one of the reasons I wrote this, because, as you mentioned, a lot of people have not heard this, especially not from a medical doctor. But it's not new. I mean, I consider myself an old school doctor. I started medical school almost 30 years ago. Many of us are trained this way, especially for primary care. And I just wanted to help people get the tools to just kind of be able to walk through and figure out what they need now and to come up with a system that's actually going to set them up for success.
Wellness. It's more than just being not sick. It's beyond food and physical fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Fascinating. And the name of your book, once again, is The Short and Sweet Guide.
Wellness Your Way.
Wellness Your Way.
Everyone can remember that. Wellness Your Way. And if they just type that in for Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, they'll take it right to them.
Dr. Donna Hamilton, my guest. You can contact her at www.manifestexcellence.com. Dr. Hamilton, so nice to talk to you this morning.
You too. Thank you so much.
Refreshing to talk to you. I got to tell you, asking you a question is like taking your finger out of the dike.
I know. Can you tell I'm excited about that? I'm on a mission to help people be healthy. I get sad when I see people just not living their best. So I'm on a mission. So you can tell I get really excited about this topic.
Fascinating. Dr. Hamilton, thank you much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Enjoy the great weather.
Yeah, you too. It's super. Thank you, Doc. Bye-bye.
Decatur Memorial Hospital, built on the spirit of our founders. Each day, as we help a patient, give a diagnosis,